case.
What about the evidence that the patent owner was relying on about all the great praise it was receiving for its technology of being able to do these kinds of orders using something? Does that
with
relevant? And it's not clear to me the patent board was really using it or relying on it.
That type of evidence was presented in the patent owner's response with respect to some of these dependent claims. The argument about secondary considerations about praise is reprised in this court only with respect to the board's institution decision. And that institution decision, it's the office's position, is unreviewable under the Hineker doctrine in this case. In In re Hineker, in the context of reexamination, this court held that when a particular argument is presented...
We know Hineker. The question is, what is, you know, you, the agency, as the decision maker, supposed to do with this kind of evidence and trying to determine whether or not there's an inventive concept or whether this invention is inherently technological? What are you supposed to do with it?
You know, if that evidence had been presented with respect to the Alice Step 2 determination, and it could have been, it's the office's position that for that evidence to carry weight, a nexus has to be identified with elements of the claimed invention.
Nexus to what, though?
And the commercial appeal or the praise or the unexpected success. In this particular case, the argument is only, again, presented with respect to an issue that's unreviewable. And on top of that, the argument
is... What I'm wondering is it a nexus to something that could be regarded as a technological advance, or is it merits to, say, the novelty of a business process that happens to be running on the internet?